A lot of us spend the good part of the day staring at a computer screen and looking down at our phones and tablets, and that can have an impact on your health.
In this week's Best Body Report, we talk about what you need to know about tech neck and how to fix it. Fairfax Hackley, Body Mass Gym, with us once again. Good to have you back, Hack.
Always great to be here with you,
Hi.
Too.
So explain to us, what is tech neck?
Basically, it is the downward tilting of the head causing chronic or acute pain in our necks that radiate down into our trapezius and shoulders. But due to the fact that so many of us are constantly monitoring our smartphones and our tablets, that forward tilt has led to over 80% of people experiencing some form of tech neck, which is phenomenal.
Well, I know that. My shoulder knows that. But what are the signs and symptoms for everybody?
Well, you know, again, it's the pain in the neck that doesn't go away, pain in the shoulders that are constant. Many of us will experience pain that radiates from the shoulders down to the tips of the fingers. So it's really something that if we exercise and do the right things and do a lot of stretching and pay attention to it, we can prevent or even alleviate some of that pain.
Well, give us some ideas of some of those exercises we can do to alleviate that pain.
The most important thing is obviously to reduce the use of your cell phone and iPad or screen. And I know that that's difficult for a lot of people, but it's important to take regular breaks from doing that. Also, one of my favorite stretches is just to put your arms overhead. We call that position of extreme compromise. And basically what that does is it totally opens up your whole body. Also, take your neck through the full range of motion, all the planes from side to side, forward and back, and even in little circles, and occasionally just walk away from your desk. Just stand up, take a break from it. But the thing that really gets to me is those people who walk down the street looking at their phones, texting. You know, it's really annoying, and you can also see, you know, the damage that that's doing just by the curvature of their neck and spine.
So the moment we started this segment, I immediately tucked my chin in and put my shoulders back. Any other tips you have for us?
Well, constantly try and change your position. That's really important. Also, when you go to the gym, take the music out of the equation. You know, so many people, you'll see them dialing down on the bike, looking on the treadmill, looking at the music, texting and things like that. That is something that's not a good idea, especially if you're walking or running on an incline. Also, if you're running outside, take the music again out of the equation. Take the phone out for your safety and also your health. But also the most important thing is try to reduce the time that your neck is in that forward tilt position.
Very good. Fairfax Hackley, Body Mass Gym, and our Best Body Report.